This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Defense Department says the U.S. military conducted airstrikes Sunday against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops and Iraq. Kirby also says that the U.S. military, under the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities, two in Syria, one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive, saying that they were launched in response to an ongoing series of attacks by Iran-backed groups targeting U.S. interests in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome on Sunday as their new governments look to turn the page on former President Donald Trump and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose close alliance aggravated partisan divisions within both parties and countries. Now, with Mr. Trump sidelined in Florida and Netanyahu leading the opposition, President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett are focusing on pragmatic diplomacy rather than dramatic initiatives that risk fomenting opposition at home or distracting from other priorities. Pyongyang residents express worry over North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un becoming thinner at recent public activities. Earlier this month, KRT also released video of Kim attending a party meeting that showed him looking visibly thinner compared to footage said to be from about 4 months ago. This is VOA News. The UN envoy to the Middle East says that shipments of Qatari-funded fuel into the Gaza Strip will resume for the first time since last month's 11-day war between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers. The move indicates a return to the informal understandings between Israel and Hamas in recent years, in which the Islamic militant group has traded calm for much-needed aid and development projects in the blockaded territory. The UN envoy says the fuel will be delivered to Gaza's sole power plant starting Monday. The Israeli military confirms the deliveries without saying who is actually paying for the fuel. Mexican authorities say eight more suspects were arrested for alleged involvement in gun attacks earlier this month that killed 19 people in the northern Mexico border city of Reynosa, nearly all of whom appeared to be innocent bystanders. The arrest brought to 13 the number of people detained over the June 19th attacks that left four gunmen and 15 civilians dead. One alleged gunman was detained after being wounded during the shootings, and four others were arrested midweek. The Tamaulipas State Security Agency said Sunday that the eight latest arrests included a Gulf cartel leader identified as Ivan Alejandro N. or Jorge Ivan N., alias La Vaca. Prosecutors have said that the attackers sought to terrorize the population as part of a campaign to take control of Reynosa. At least seven people were killed and more than 50 injured in an explosion in the Bangladeshi capital late Sunday. The cause of that blast, which occurred on the ground floor of the three-story building on a busy street, was not immediately known. Families of the missing have visited the scene of the Florida condo building collapse. The visit on Sunday took place as rescuers kept digging through the mound of rubble and clinging to hope that someone could still be found alive somewhere under the broken concrete and twisted metal. The death toll rose by just four to a total of nine, but after almost four full days of search and rescue efforts, more than 150 people remained missing in Surfside. No one has been pulled alive from the pile since Thursday. Mainstream candidates delivered a stinging setback to the anti-immigration far right in regional elections in France. The far-right National Rally Party failed to win control of the region for the first time. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.